So I have to give a shout out to Amanda over at Sterling House, because she and I were at an event recently. Actually, it was a comedy show for another nonprofit in our listening area. And Amanda reached out, and you know when the subject line says two ridiculously talented mamas, I have to respond, right? So I look and I see that there's this really neat comedy show that is coming. It's a musical, actually, Two Mother Pluckers. And I'm very excited to introduce to you in studio today, we have Stacey Morgan Lewis here and Julie Foldesai. Yes, we nailed it, right? I was so nervous with that last name. Oh, my goodness. But I'm so excited to have you both in studio here. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, I need to, first of all, get to know the two of you. I mean, I'm being told you are hilarious, talented, just ridiculous in the best way all around mamas. Tell me, who are you?
Well, I suppose first and foremost, we're moms.
Love it.
Yep. We both performed on Broadway for years.
Wow.
Yes. We live locally now in Connecticut. We were in New York City for a long time. And here we are.
How did you guys get connected, though? Was it doing theater in the city, or was it later on here in Connecticut?
We got connected in the city. So Julie's husband actually produced my children's album.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. And I buzzed the buzzer the first day of when I went to his studio, and it had his name / J. Foldesai. And I was like, God, I feel like I know a J. Foldesai, like somewhere in my path. Like, and so I was like, anyway, I go into the studio and I'm like, is your wife Julie? He's like, yes, we just had a baby. And I'm like, I think I know your wife. I need to see her face. Like,
I have to know for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And so that was my reconnection with Julie. It indeed was Julie.
And that's amazing.
Yeah. And anyway, continue.
And meanwhile, I was upstairs not sleeping because my child was, I think, like 6 months old at the time.
Of course.
And Stacey had become a sleep specialist. She would literally help people with sleep. So she came up to start helping me with sleep. And then we rekindled our friendship. I sang backup on that children's album. And then the famous story is that I had moved to nearby Stacey a few months later.
Still in New York City.
In New York City on the Upper West Side. And I reached out to a bunch of Broadway mamas and said, does anybody want to get together during nap time so that we do something other than laundry and dishes?
I love that.
And Stacey's the only one who came.
Yes, Stacey. Okay, you only need one.
You only need one.
And you found your one.
Yes. And so we started meeting weekly and bringing songs in about parenting.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so we would get together. And my girls are a little bit older. At that time, they were probably, I don't know, roughly like, I can't remember exactly, but like kindergarten, second grade-ish, something like that. And they were in a public school in New York City, and the school used to say towards the end of the school year, do we have any parents that can offer up some kind of event that we can get ticketing, you know, for? And so it would be like a parent would say, like, well, I'm a professional chef and I can fit literally, you know, six people in my apartment. I'll sell tickets and I'll teach somebody how to cook a meal. Whatever.
Right.
So they kept coming to me saying, we know you can do something. So I went to Julie. I said, Julie, we have this like collection of songs.
Let's just do something.
Yeah, so we did. A parent at that time owned a bookstore in New York City, so they gave it to us for the evening, and we just presented this collection of songs.
And talked little, in between, yeah, like little anecdotes.
Super casual.
Oh my gosh. And there's such a niche for that. This idea of we're being seen, because I'm even seeing up and coming kind of comedians that really lean into the dad life, if you will. There is such a niche for that right now in comedy. And what's great is it literally can relate to, like, my mom had five kids, but she's now empty nester, you know, mm-hmm. into grandparent mode. But she would enjoy, you know, because it doesn't matter what generation.
That's
mom
right.
is a mom, a dad is a dad, and kids are kids,
yes.
I tell you.
It does not. Grandparents love this show just as much because even if you've forgotten, when you see it again, you're
it's like riding a bike. You're never going to forget those things.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're just right back on. Yeah, exactly.
That's so true.
And the comment we get back, it's funny you just said it, is people will send us comments all the time saying, moms will send us comments just saying, I've never felt so seen before.
Mm-hmm.
That's honestly the reason we did it.
That's amazing.
That, you know, finally we were like, okay, I guess we should continue with this project and keep going.
I love it. Yeah. So how long has... Also, this name is hysterical. How long has Two Mother Pluckers been around? And yes, I'm saying pluckers before anybody gets mad at me. Yeah. P. Yes. Two Mother Pluckers.
The pluckers is guitar plucking.
Yes, there you go. I love that. Yes.
We play all our instruments.
It's all original music.
Yeah, all original music. And it's like sketch comedy in between. And it's just about the journey from birth through releasing them into the world.
What do your kids think about it?
So this is interesting. So the last... we did a year ago, we did a reading of it. Well, more than a reading, actually, at that time. We did a production of it. And my kids had still not come. They're in high school at the time. And so we were doing two nights back to back. My husband came the first night, and he came home and he said, the girls absolutely have to come. This is a love letter to them. And he has seen so many iterations of it.
Right.
And I was like, I still don't know. Like, I don't
want talk about the hardship of
it. Of course.
You know, right?
Listen, the good, bad, the ugly. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't want them to ever feel like I'm making fun of them.
Right, of course.
Right? It's not, you know.
Well, you never know with the age. You never know. Like, you'll hear comedians talk about their kids once they're in their 20s and 30s, and they kind of get it. But you're right.
No,
there's vulnerable place. You don't want your kids to ever feel
totally.
We're ripping on them.
Yeah,
we're not.
No. And they're, like, they're smart. They're savvy and stuff like that.
Right.
He's like, they're going to get it. I really, really, really feel like... they should come. And I finally was like, okay, but you just have to explain to them, you know, whatever.
What's happening?
It was such a beautiful full circle moment. I'm like, it's going to make me cry. And they were there. They were there with my husband. My sister-in-law came. One of my cousin-in-laws was there. They were all sitting in a row. And they just came up afterwards and threw their arms around me. And they were laughing and crying. And they were like, oh, my God, I remember that story. That's so funny. Or this or that.
That's
and they just,
amazing.
They got it. They really got it, and they were so proud and thrilled, and it was a moment.
Yeah.
So that was for me.
And meanwhile, yesterday, Stacy's daughter called from college, and we were writing. We use a loop pedal, and so we're making these transitions on the loop right now to give us time to drink water during the show. That
sure.
was a new thing we realized we needed. And so we're writing this little rap. I'm going to wear my sweatpants low on my hips. I'll wear a really tight shirt and pucker up my lips. Then I'll take a selfie
with a filter on my face.
Anyway, her daughter was like, oh, when we said, I'm going to wear my sweatpants low on my hips, she said, oh, that's called a whale tail.
No.
I go, what?
Oh, wait, that's
goes,
a what?
She goes, I wear my sweatpants low on my hips. I go, well, I know. That's why
we wrote the song, sweetheart.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then she goes, and you have to have a whale tail. And I'm like, what? What? So she had explained to me what a whale tail was.
So they coach us.
I don't know.
Like,
what is a whale tail?
How the low back shows, I guess.
Oh,
I think.
Because it does kind of dip in. Interesting. See, no, listen, I need to know these things. I have a 7-year-old, cred I have, the better. Okay, so now I know what a whale tail is.
That's right. There's some lingo.
I was unaware.
Some high school lingo.
Yeah, we're still stuck on 6'7". Have you made a song about 6'7"
no,
yet?
No, we have not.
Let me know if you ever make a song on 6'7".
We should just do that motion.
We should.
Just
definitely.
Do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. We live in 6'7" world, let me tell you.
Yes, exactly.
Oh yeah. So I have an 11-year-old. It's no longer good.
Yeah, no,
it's not hip anymore.
This is probably the worst part is my son knows it's not, but he knows it drives us crazy, so he keeps it relevant in the house. But if I say it in public, that is super embarrassing because that was so last year, Mom. Why in the world? Like, so I'm the big loser in public, but at home I'm like, honey, if I hear another 6'7" and he just,
do not speak in public in front of me.
No, absolutely not. No, I lost that right 3 years ago. It's crazy.
This is
too fun though.
Yeah.
I think this is too fun. And again, just so relatable. So you're bringing this show twice, April 30th. And I think I wrote the other one down, May 14th, to the Bijou Theater in Bridgeport.
Yes. There is also a May 28th date.
Oh, see, this is why I need to write these things down. May 28th as well.
Yes.
This is so neat. And the Bijou is so fun. Have you guys performed there yet?
I have done a couple little things, but together, no. We have
not. It's a fun venue.
It's a fun venue.
It's a really
Louis
cool venue.
Louis is such a great guy that owns the space, and it's just... it's nice and compact. So, yeah, we're thrilled. You'll laugh. You'll definitely cry. You'll laugh again and laugh some more.
Perfect. And you'll feel seen.
That's
a big
right.
thing. You'll feel seen.
Yeah.
Because honestly, we have to laugh at ourselves sometimes in the situations that we're sort of in. But we also have to look at those moments and really digest them, too. Like the tears part. I would think, you know, yes, it's obviously walk down memory lane, but it's also, it's kind of therapeutic, I would think.
Yeah.
To really go through those motions and be like, okay, this is justified, but we do have to talk this out. We
do. Yeah.
Absolutely. And when we start the show, too, it's like, you know, what did you have to do to get here?
Oh.
How many times did your kids text you on the way here? And, you know, like all the trials that it takes. And like when I meet a mom with young kids who's like, oh, I wish I could. I'm like, you're just going to have to.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to because it's just a really great gift that you can give yourself.
I love that.
Yeah. I was going to say, we've had a couple people who have actually sent us screenshots of their texts, either that they've gotten in the middle of the show.
Oh, that's
funny.
That
they may not have seen even, right?
Oh, I love that.
Some of them are hilarious.
That's incredible.
You know what I mean? Like the reason why you're here watching it.
Right.
Yep.
You're like, I earned my seat. That's exactly it. I earned being here tonight. Yeah. Absolutely.
Exactly. I had another friend who, I mean, it was exactly, it was perfect. It was like, she got to the theater. She was with a mom friend, dropped the mom friend off. She was about to go park, got a text from the kid saying, like having a meltdown, and was like, okay, ran home and ended up pulling in, like missing the first, she had seen in many iterations of it, but like pulling in maybe like 15 minutes late.
Oh,
I was like, this is exactly right.
This is it.
Just carry on, get in.
This checks.
This
checks. That's all I ever say. I'll say facts and this checks.
Yeah.
And that totally
this
checks.
This lines up, Melissa. Yeah.
Wow. Exactly. Oh my goodness. This is such a cool opportunity. And by the way, not only are you going to get great laughs and feel really seen, I tell you, two mother pluckers. I love that name. It's so great. But this is also giving back to Sterling House.
Correct.
Which is very cool.
Yes. And the May 28th is giving back to something called Homes with Hope.
Yes. Yeah. Out of Westport.
That's right.
That's so amazing.
Right. We wanted to just connect with local nonprofits and get that. So.
I love that. Well, I'm going to put a link to your website. Can you buy tickets here too?
Yes, you can.
Perfect. So I'm going to put the website for Two Mother Pluckers on our website, voiceofct.com. Buy tickets. Know that you're showing up. A is a great night out, but also it's going back to some amazing nonprofits. Sterling House for the April 30th and April 14th shows.
May 14th.
May 14th. There you go. Yep. There it is. See? Mom brain. Thank God there's three moms in the room. So the April 30th and May 14th going to Sterling House, and then the May 28th.
Yep.
That one's going to Homes for Hope.
Yep. Homes with Hope.
Got it. Homes with Hope. See, this is what I'm saying.
No.
It takes a village, guys. Not just to raise a child, but to make radio happen.
That's right.
It takes a village.
That is a line from the show.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, it's true. Oh, I believe in that. Oh, man. What would I do without a village? Ladies, I want to thank you for what you do and sharing your talent with people and making us feel seen. Thank you so much and good luck on these shows.
Thank you so much
for having us.
Absolutely. And again, I'm going to link the website for you to buy tickets, learn more on our website, voiceofct.com.